This is Fresh Air. Jean Lee was one of the premier singers of new jazz for several decades. Her duos with pianist Rand Blake first brought her to public attention. Now some live recordings from the 1960s featuring Jean Lee and Rand Blake have been issued for the first time. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review.
College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion there and grows. While I'm on the shelf with last year's Easter bonnets, spring can really hang you up the most.
Some singers knock you back on your ear. Jean Lee draws you in. Her vocal tone is wispy and transparent, but somehow carries weight. She could radiate calm in the midst of turbulent improvising, and she had those warm, resonant low notes. When she first came along, singing with Rand Blake during and after college, she got compared to cool jazz singers. But Lee's avowed hero was Abby Lincoln, one-time supper club artist turned jazz expressionist. I hear a bit of Lincoln's inflections on Jean Lee's version of A Night in Tunisia. Jean Lee didn't have a trained voice, but she knew the drill. Her father was a concert singer, and she learned the power of low notes early. After she and Rand Blake recorded The Newest Sound Around for RCA in 1961, she collaborated with West Coast avant-garde classical composers and sound poets. That was before she became the rare singer sought out by New York's jazz avant-garde. By the time Jean Lee and Rand Blake reconvened to play Europe in 1966, they both had a broader skill set. Here they are on a really early jazz tune with a nonsense lyric, Jada, from 1918. This music's from two newly issued sets Jean Lee and Rand Blake recorded in Belgium in 1966 and 7, now out as The Newest Sound You Never Heard on two CDs. As ever, they mix standards and straight-up jazz tunes. And they add a couple of items, reflecting upheavals in 60s pop music.
When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get onto you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Those changes of key they sneak into the last verse don't faze her a bit. You can hear Cassandra Wilson's takes on 60s rock tunes coming in that one. A typical singer's pianist is self-effacing, a supporting player. But Rand Blake and Jean Lee mix it up as equals. Like his idol Thelonious Monk, Blake is a provocateur as an accompanist. But Jean Lee is imperturbable. No spontaneous deviation, no perverse chord or flipped beat throws her off. They play the music straight with comedy team timing. Here they are doing Ray Charles.
When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know he'll come with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile and I tell him what he told me so. That's why I know, oh yes I know, hallelujah, I just love him so. When I call him on the telephone and I tell him that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I am at my door every evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around. He kisses me, holds me tight and says, big mama, everything's all right. I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I just love him so.
Gene Lee passed away in 2000. Rand Blake, after 50 years at the New England Conservatory, still mixes it up in duos with select singers, Dominique E., Christine Correa, Sada Serpa, and he makes some great music with them, too. It's no wonder Blake sticks by that duo format. Working with Gene Lee, he discovered how vast that little canvas can be.
The ancient empty streets to dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and The Audio Beat. He reviewed The Newest Sound You Never Heard, featuring singer Gene Lee and Rand Blake.